You are about to embark on a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work. Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together, they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
And now, here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I am here to entertain you, perhaps, to help you out. You know, sometimes we have a little clouds on our sunny day, and I'd like this to be a bright spot for everyone. So hopefully I can help you out with that. So I'm here for the next hour to do just that. A little bit about me. I am a shamanic practitioner and energy healer and intuitive, and I'm usually here on Mondays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. I was not here yesterday because of the holiday, and I had a really busy weekend, and I try not to be here when I'm not 100%. I come here to pretty much, you know, offer a little help, and what good can you be if you're not at 100%, you know what I'm saying? But since changing the date here, I have thought about the idea that maybe I will just come on when I feel like it, instead of, like, you know, just doing the Monday every week. Perhaps I will just come on when I am good and ready to, and see how that flows. You know, I think that when we're talking about working with energy and we're working with spirit, we should be getting into a flow. And that flow may look different to you than it does to me. And sometimes when one energy doesn't work with the other energy, the flow is just not there. You know, so I find that there's no wrong energy or there's no wrong flow. It's just a matter of finding your own little thing, your own little groove, and going with that. I find that to be much more useful. So that's why generally when I've done shows in the past, it has been very much impromptu. And this show was a little different because we were doing a set date. But I think I'm just going to go ahead and change that for for the flow rather than the schedule. And I'm sure people were looking for me yesterday and they don't know I'm here today, but that's all right. You know, I think that there's a time and a place for everything. And whoever comes to me, whoever finds me, it's always been this way, is who's supposed to, you know, meet with me in my path. And speaking of paths, tonight we're going to go on a journey. I've been so enjoying doing shamanic journeys here on the show. It's probably one of my favorite parts, and that's because there's so much that we can do in non-reality, and I really get a little bit afraid for people when they hear the word journey, because maybe they think that they have to, like, take peyote or ayahuasca to, like, experience the unseen world, but this isn't true, you know. So I always tell people to think meditation when we're doing a journey, only so it doesn't become too intimidating. A shamanic journey is a place where we can all go, and really these places exist, and it's kind of hard to explain. So what we usually do with beginners who do journeys, how I structure my journeys are, you know, where we start with our imagination. Our imagination is the key to so much in this world and the next. And I also read, you know, there's psychic abilities and healing abilities, and all these things can be mapped to that area in our brain, which creates imagination. So when people are doing psychic readings, they're often tapping that area of the brain. When people are doing healings, they're often tapping that area of the brain. So working in non-reality with journeys, we start with the idea, the concept of using our imagination to get there. Now, the difference, especially between meditation and journeys, are that we want to participate instead of like just laying back and, you know, relaxing, and some people fall asleep and so on. In journeys, we want to be very, very active shamans. When they invoke a journey, they use instruments, as do I. My favorite is the tambourine, but it does not come through on the radio as well as I'd like. So I generally use the rattle and sometimes the drum, but my favorite's a tambourine. But anyway, what they do is they use instruments, they sing, they dance, they create this energy, which kind of shuffles people into the unseen world. It's really, really awesome. So tonight's journey is for self-healing. I have been working with whale energy lately, and they are the most incredible creatures, and they are often considered totems or power animals for healing in particular. So we are going to go on a self-healing journey, and we're going to meet whale. And so that's going to be really cool and really interesting, and I hope you enjoy that. I think that's all I have to say for the beginning of the show. If you get to know me, I will talk for a bit. We'll take a music break, and then we go on our shamanic journey, and then we go to the phone lines. So, yes, the phone lines are open. There are people lining up now. But if you'd like to call in and get your own personal healing tonight, the number to call is 516-666-9920. Okay? And you can call with any ailments that you may have. An energy healing from me is very personal, and I may ask you some questions. They're all regarding healing. The good news about this and why I'm doing this in this particular way is because you can be completely anonymous. Your name could be Jack when it's, you know, really Fred. You can call and say you're Jack or Fred or whoever. It doesn't matter to spirit or my helping spirits. We only want to come and help you. And I've been doing this for a very long time. I have studied with several shamans, and I just love this work. And the point is, you can call in and certainly get yourself an energy healing tonight, and that will be later in the show after the journey. For now, we're going to take a quick little break, and I'll see you back here in about 4 minutes. higher love, you know, especially in these times. You get their Steve Winwood, Higher Love. I know, I'm such a blast from the past. I can't help it. I so enjoy 80s music and some 90s stuff, too, and man, you can mix it up. Heavy metal is my thing. Also country music. So you just never know. You certainly can't fence people in when it comes to what they do, what they like, and so on. And so with all that being said, welcome back again to Free Energy Healing. This show is all about healing and only healing. It's not a psychic reading show. And so I thought I should preface that right quick that, you know, if you're here for psychic readings, this isn't the show. I have nothing against it. I've done many of those in my past life. You know, not really, but, you know, it seems so long ago. But I have just really found that I like to go a little bit deeper when it comes to helping people. And I think there's a really good quote about, and I'm so bad with who says what, but I know there's a quote about in order to be able to predict the future, you create it. So that's a better way of predicting future, in my opinion. It's a really great quote. There are some wonderful things to be had when it comes to psychic readings when you find the right reader who really goes deep and wants to help you and heal you and so on. But we want to look out for those who are just, you know, kind of looking to prop themselves up rather than actually help the person. And it's not about tooting my own horn, but my own beliefs, my shamanic beliefs are about just helping others. You know, I come here to really want to help people, and I have had so much fun doing it thus far on this show. It's opened up even more doors, and it has really been enjoyable. So I digress to say, yeah, this is not a psychic reading show, and it is not an advice line either. When I do my energy work, I work with healing spirits and helping spirits. And if there is a message at all for a caller, it has nothing to do with me nor my ego. I am not getting on a long, deep conversation with you. It's all about healing and energy. And so if there's a message, it's not necessarily a psychic one. It's more channeled. There's, you know, you could split hairs, but whatever. It's not something that I just come up with, and it's not an advice from a friend like, oh, you should go to the DMV and renew your driver's license. I would imagine that people calling in are grown-ups, and they don't need me to tell them how to live. And so that is something you won't get from me when you call in for a free energy healing. So we're about to go on a shamanic journey for self-healing, and we are going to meet Blue Whale today. And he's become prominent in my peripheral for some reason lately, and maybe I found that reason now. I had a friend who wrote to me just recently and said, oh my God, I work with him. And I'm like, yeah, okay, there we go. That could be why. But anyway, the universe makes no mistakes, and I love synchronicity when it's real. So that's awesome. So I am going to start the journey any moment now. Those of you who are holding, if you want to press one, you may. To speak with me later, we're going to do the journey first. So basically, if you have any instruments in your home, it could be anything. It could be cymbals or drums or rattles, tambourines. But if you don't, you could snap your fingers, you can clap your hands, you can stomp your feet. I would encourage you to be active in the journey. You can dance. You can sway. Some people really get into the beat and they sway, you know, which is really awesome. But we're going to meet Blue Whale. And we do have help from Ladybug today as well. She's not in the journey, but I have since met with her today, and it just feels so right. You know what I'm saying? So we have all this help today, and I want to thank the universe for that. You know, sometimes there are issues in our lives that, as much as you might be this or that, like for me, as much as I'm an energy healer, I am a human being, and I go through ups and downs myself. And what's important for all of us, and specifically for people working with shamanism, is to listen to the elements, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the rocks, the wind, you know, the animals. Pay attention to those symbols and those friends who come and kind of bring us back in to what's important, you know. And as much as I try to do these things, I still get pulled out into the collective conscious sometimes, and I need that help. So I'm very thankful for that, and I hope that you're noticing that in your life too, and that you're thankful. So with all that being said, as you know, I am very long-winded. We are going to start the journey now. Okay, so get ready, get your instruments, do what you want, feel the flow, and I hope you like this. Today is a journey for self-healing. Let us honor, thank, and call upon the earth, its air, the sun, its fire, and the water, the oceans, lakes, rivers, everything that free flows in our world. Let us contemplate how much these elements are essential to every life here on our planet. Let us really marvel in the power and the beauty in all of these. Now, in our mind's eye, we will walk towards our home's door and start heading outside to a path that is aglow. We see very tall birch trees, our friends, the flowers, the rocks, the tiny insects and the large ones, the birds. They seem to greet us and know who we are. And we greet them back with so much gratitude. We know that they are us and we are them. And we are that sun as well, shining bright down onto us. And we start walking. And as we reach the clearing coming out of our path, we see this very vast ocean, the bluest of skies with little wisps of white clouds. The clouds are shaped like spirits and animals that we've seen before. Such a delight to see. We greet the clouds and the sky and the ocean. And we look in the ocean to see if there's any creatures there for us. Ay-oh. a great blue whale just picks its eye to the side and leans towards us. And this majestic being seems to nod and say, come closer. He has welcomed us and says, if you'd like to swim with him, he'd be happy to oblige. So with permission, we go onto the back of the whale and we start to swim with him. How does it feel? Can you feel the water? Can you feel the power of this beautiful being? He is there to assist you in your self-healing. Allow him to take you wherever you need to go. Let him take you down into the water. There's no harm to you here in the unseen world. Only healing and help. Continue to enjoy and see where this beautiful, beautiful whale takes you. Allow the whale to bring you to shore as closest as possible. Thank him. See if he has any words of wisdom for you. But before leaving this beach, look to the sky and sing a song of your own to it, and to the ocean and sing a song of your own. It could be in your head, or it can be aloud. Do this as a ceremony to the sky and the ocean and to that great whale. Thank them for all their time and for always providing and existing for us. Take a deep breath. Turn and walk and see the path that you came from. See the trees aglow, guiding you in to your path back home. And we walk the path and see all our beautiful creatures, insects, rocks and sticks and trees and flowers, and thank them as you walk on. You will see your home's door and go for it. Open that door. Come back into your home, into your body. Another deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Open your eyes and feel the difference. Appreciate the time you spent in the unseen world, doing things there to create change in the seen world. Our journey is over.
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet.
Mother, I hear
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I
Well, welcome back to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope you enjoyed your journey tonight. I so enjoy doing those. I feel so wonderful when I engage in that, and I hope you do too. You know, it has been my aim to not only provide, you know, free energy healings and demonstrate what the beautiful universal energy can do. But it's also been my aim to have a sense of community here, you know, even if we're far apart and we're still going through this stuff where we're all separated and we can't hug each other and all these rules and so on and so forth. I hope that this place is a bright spot to be in an otherwise cloudy moment in your life, you know. And really with energy, we are definitely just like a snap of a finger away from each other. And I can't emphasize that more, you know, with people who are new to energy or new to experiencing anything shamanic or whatever. It's such a joy for me to bring that to people and to let them know, like, number one, you are so supported by all of your helping spirits. I believe we all have at least one. I mean, you know, it's not a peeing contest, pardon my language, you know, where I have more than yours or mine's more powerful. There's no such thing, you know, but we all have a number of helping spirits. And when I do energy work, my helping spirits kind of commune with yours, and it creates a beautiful synergy. You know the word I'm trying to say? I made you laugh, didn't I? That counts too. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that it does create this wonderful magic, and it does help to kind of initiate things in terms of change. And I want to let people know about, there's more to shamanism than journeying. There is much more. And the more we delve deeper into that practice, if you're interested, the more that we could achieve, you know. And I remember many, many years ago when I was studying with one of the shamans that I've studied with, this one in particular was Master Tathagananda. And he had talked about creating an altar. And there were people who were very leery, very turned off, and felt like, oh, you know, is this witchcraft? As if that was a bad thing anyway. But, you know, people get squeamish with labels and words, you know. But in shamanism, we create altars. We do ceremony with these altars in addition to ceremony outside and around our house. It's all about taking care of yourself and the land and your people, your circle. You know, shamans were always known for that, and that's what they do. They take care of their own. And how many of you, raise your hand, do that right now, you know, in these modern times? Me personally, as I've said in other programs, I don't call myself a shaman. I think it's a sacred word, but I take on all of the ingredients that shamans do. I just feel that for me, I don't feel comfortable with any label. I try to succinct it a little bit and let people know what I do, but I certainly don't call myself anything to myself. You know what I mean? Like it's my helping spirits are very fun, loving people, and they would probably knock me upside the head if I was to start, you know, saying I'm this and I'm that and I'm so on. But getting away from the topic, the point is, shamanism, we do ceremonies, and you can do the most beautiful ceremonies, the simplest of ones, just by singing or dancing or getting stones out into the land and asking them to hold something there for you or to do something. You know, we speak to these objects and we work with them, you know, and you can do that too in your own home, wherever you are. You can be in an RV, you can be in a yurt, you can be in an apartment, it doesn't matter. There are people that are upset when it comes to nature or you know, that they can't get close to it. Bring nature in, my friends. Bring it into your apartment or your RV or your car or whatever. Bring nature in. And that's part of your altar. The altar is to, you know, you can start with parts of the elements, you know, something representing earth, something representing fire, something representing air, and of course, water. Those four elements you could go so far with. You can get in a bird feather. You can get a stone. You can get a candle. You know, these are all very simple things that we can do to start creating change, momentum, healing of our own. And in shamanism, our altars represent change. And as we're going through transitions, we can often leave our altar as it is. And as you're feeling differences in your body, your altar wants to reflect that. So you can just change one thing or several things or completely. When you feel like you've gone through your levels or whatever it is, then all of a sudden you can start anew, you know. And really interesting for me is I don't only keep an altar. I change my home, my surroundings. I might just change the curtains one day. I might, you know, change a carpet. It's really, all of these things are ceremony, you know. It's where you're coming from when you're doing them. Are we working from our heart? Are we listening to our heart, you know? And I just went on a great big tangent and a channel, if you will, which I do often on my show. I did promise to get to the phone lines here. We are at a different time than usual, and for those of you who have not been listening or didn't listen from the beginning, I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday. It was a holiday, but then again, it also my energy, I just wasn't feeling it, you know, and it's important for me, when I do this work, that I am coming from heart, that I am not working from self or ego or anything. I take it very seriously, and that's all I can do is look after me, and hopefully you all understood that, and I'm sure you did. But from here on out, I may do shows that are impromptu rather than the Mondays. I'm not sure about that, but I am working and going with flow, which is what we talked about earlier. With all that being said, blah, 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 you still have a few minutes to call in at 516-666-9920. And let me know what's going on with you and if I might be able to give you a free energy healing. When I first started this show, I did make a promise that I would send out energy even to those who could not call in or would not call in. And I may do that at the end of the show. I have been running out of time as of late. But, you know, I did get a message in from someone who had said that they really aren't feeling well and that they're laying down. And, you know, this is why I'm here, for that purpose, you know, to help those. And I understand that when you're calling in, it's a vulnerability. Whether you reveal your name or not, you're being vulnerable. You're sharing your energy. And that matters, you know. But when you can't, I'd like to help you. So I do apologize for anyone who is holding, but what I'm going to do, and this is the part where you get out of Dodge, if you don't want any energy at you, you know, you can turn off the program or, you know, whatever, lower the volume. I don't know if the volume thing would work, actually. If you don't want any energy, leave the room or turn the program off, because I am going to play a little song and I'm going to send energy out to those who are listening. I will go to the phone line though right after. So if you are willing and you'd like to receive some universal energy, I'd like you to just relax. There's nothing more you need to do. Guess what? You don't even have to believe in this sort of thing. It's just one of those things, and I want people to experience that. I want them to know that there is this gorgeous energy out there, and we can all use it. But let's give back to it, too. All right, so I'm going to play a song, and during this song, I am going to send energy out to each and every one of you listening. So I hope you enjoy that. Here we go.
Thank you.
back, everyone, to Free Energy Healing. I hope you enjoyed that group, Free Energy Healing. It was my pleasure to do so. And like I said, I really hope that helped you. I do enjoy feedback, and you can always follow me on Facebook, Jenny Satori. You can email me. I have much enjoyed the feedback I have received thus far. It's so nice sometimes to get a little nod, even though I am certainly not here for that. It does, you know, once in a while give you a little bit of a confirmation that you're really helping others. It makes me feel good. And that is where it's at, my friends. When we do things for others, the reward is how good you feel when you do it, correct? Yeah. So, all right, we're going to get to the phone lines. Of course, I'm running so freaking late again. I so apologize. I will get my stuff together, never, just so you know. So I will choose who's on the line here. I will choose who I'm trying to get at is that spirit will tell me who we should pick up right now, and that would be area code 415. I'm drawn to you. So as we always do to clear the energy, we're going to smell the roses, blow out the candles, and get ready to go live with me at 415.
Hi.
415, you're
Thanks
live.
For
Hi.
Hi.
You
I
bet.
Am
How
live.
Are you doing tonight? Are you alive, or are you Memorex, or what?
I'm alive.
That's so corny. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going through some like internal things, and I'm just trying to sort of like clearing out of my system. You know, it's related to what you were talking about with when you're doing work, and so I'll share with you the situation. I keep getting guidance,
sure.
I think it's the guidance to disconnect
right.
from posting new videos, not on YouTube, but on another platform. So basically just to pull all my energy in and just really be with me in spirit and the creative processes and to regroup and rest, because I focus a lot on my energy. I tend to kind of feel tired a lot or drained or something's pulling on me.
Yes,
and I'm just
yes.
trying to sort that out. So I keep getting the guidance. I think, again, I think it's guidance. Just don't post anymore. Let it go. Let people just find you when they find you, and they will find you. And I get really excited that I'm not posting, that I'm pulling my energy in. I feel really proud of myself. And then something happens. I'm out in the park, and I get this idea of what I want to do. And all next thing I know, I'm posting a video again. And then as soon as I
oh,
do it, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
shit, I did it again. And I feel like crap.
Right.
So it's this terrible cycle. It's like an addiction or something. And I'm just trying to breathe. My stomach hurts, you know, and I'm just trying to just disconnect from that and stop doing that behavior. And it's the same thing, like they're saying, don't post on social media anymore, which I disconnected from all of them except for LinkedIn. So it's like this
right.
vicious circle that it's like, what is going on? I mean, I kind of understand at a certain level what's going on. I mean, it's like sort of entities or addictions or, but it's like, stop. You like not doing it. So just have that experience of trusting spirit totally, completely to bring people to you. You don't have to keep pushing out.
Right. Right. So
what are your thoughts?
If I may. Yeah. I'm listening very carefully. It's screaming at me. My helping spirits don't generally jump up and down, but they're like head and heart. And so it seems like it happens to the best of us. We have this struggle between head and heart. Heart is the great listener. Heart picks up what we should do, the true thing. And the head argues. And the head is what keeps us from doing what we should be doing. And it sounds to me like it's, and you have to pardon my expression, when I use the word ego, it's not a, you know, a slap on the wrist like, oh, bad girl ego, because we all have it, you know, we all have that aspect. But the ego is the one who wants to go out there and attract attention and do this or do that. We need that to survive. But when it comes to, you know, the ego, the head versus the heart, it's very difficult, you know. And then at the other end, we have people with their straws out, is how I put it. They are sucking that wonderful nectar coming from you, you know, and they will drink every last drop, whether you are in contact with them or not. They're also sort of participating in your confusion, if you know what I mean. There's the collective conscious, or the people in your circle, even when they're well-meaning, even the little comment that you hear from one that says, oh, you should do it this way, or you should put yourself out more, or you should do this. And you know what? At the moment, you could say to yourself, nope, I'm doing it this way. But that little seed gets planted in there, and next thing you know, it sprouts, and your brain's going, huh, yeah, I guess I should do that. And there goes head and heart again. You know, and it's really not an easy situation sometimes, but you want to just keep going into that center and do the heart work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's somewhat similar, if I can compare it to, like, I guess somebody who has like an alcohol problem, drinking problem, like that's how it feels.
Right.
Like, I mean, again, I don't know how that feels because I've never had that issue, thankfully, but, it's like I was really so proud of myself today, even though I posted yesterday. I was like, I'm not posting anymore. I'm not doing that
right.
anymore. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And then it was like I fell off the wagon at like 4 o'clock. So it's like, I mean, are you able to do some sort of disconnection to support me in stopping it? I mean, it's like, what is the deal? Like, I'm so proud of myself. And then it's like,
aww.
Yeah. And I know I shouldn't be beating myself up because that makes it worse.
Thank you.
Just,
you read my mind.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing you can do.
And centered.
Uh-huh. No, and it's not the worst thing that you could do. I mean, I would, first of all, yes, I will help as best I can with energy, but I'm not going to be able to restrain you or anything like that. I can help try and balance, you know, the zones in the area of your body that might be acting up, such as your mind, you know, just working on overtime. I think that I can help there, but I cannot make you do anything, right? And it's really about you. And what I really want you to look at, though, is definitely how hard you are on yourself, as you had just said. You know, why is it so bothering you? Like, what is it? Everyone that I know makes posts on Facebook or whatever. It's not that big of a deal. Unless we make it that big of a deal. So let me ask you that first. What about it?
I love that question. Thank you for asking me a question like that. It's an old pattern. I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't really receive much energy back, really at all. Like nothing much positive from it. So
okay.
I don't want to do it, and I really want to step into this next phase of. I really admire when I see spiritual teachers and healers that don't really post at all and they're just in their own space. Like, to me, that's power, and I like that. Like, I want to step into that next level of being that I am just focus on myself and God. And I'm very creative, but in my own energies all the time. Like, and it feels really good to me and delicious. So,
So you know what's good for you, but you keep doing stuff that's not good for you, and pretty much it, right? That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, I just want to let go of the old pattern. It's an addiction. Like, you know, the thing is you have to understand, and maybe you already do, but these outlets, these social media, they have entities attached to them that pull at you. They're you could call them like their pendulums that like pull at you. And it's just not positive energy. I just don't want to be involved with it anymore. At all.
I gotcha. I hear you. Yeah. Hang on. Let me just tell everybody listening live that the live broadcast is going to end. Okay. So in other words, people listening on the stream, it will be cut off, but we're going to continue with this caller and we will see you another time. I had said to everybody, I may not be doing shows as scheduled. I used to be Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, but I urge you guys to just follow the show and see when I pop up because I'm in flow lately myself. So we will see you when we see you, and that's for the listeners that are not called in, okay? All right, so let me get back to you, my friend. Let me try and help you a little bit energy-wise, okay? I think I understand what's happening and what you need, and I will do my best to try and help balance. Have you heard me work before?
I haven't, just what you did earlier.
Okay.
I feel like there's an entity that's pulling on me. I know that's like sort of don't put that out there, but I just, that's the only way that I could explain that. It comes in when I'm at rest. Like I was at the park having a good time and then it was like, let's make a video. Okay, let's post it.
Well, what kind of videos are you making?
I mean, it's really insignificant. I mean, it's just like trying to, you know, build my business or, you know, work on creative projects, but I really don't need to be announcing it out to the world. And,
right.
I just don't care to be doing all stuff for free anymore. Like that's the other element of it too. I've spent like years doing that. It's an old pattern. So I just, you know how like, you're not following really a schedule anymore? We're all disconnecting from these old patterns, and I love it. It's very exciting. So I just want to go deeper in that and be like, see ya, you know, kind of. I just want to not be on those things. I just don't want to do that stuff anymore. Like it's just that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can help try and balance what I can. Basically, you'll just have silence, radio silence here as I work on you and your energy. And you don't have to do anything except just relax and close your eyes if you want to. It's usually a better experience. But that's about it. So if you'd like me to do that, I can do that for you.
I would love that. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's awesome.
Sure. All right. I will start now.
Okay.
Alrighty, that's pretty much it. My helping spirits have spoken, and they're like, you're good. You're good. I think the message for you, you're very welcome. The only message I have for you is that if you don't want to do something, don't. Okay, it sounds really simple, but really, the spirits are no joke. They're just like, listen, then don't.
Right. Yeah, so, I realized when you were just coming to the conclusion, which is probably when you got the message, hey, it's enough, it has to do with my ability to relax, like just to stop working all the time. Like just because it happens as soon as I settle into like really relaxing, then it'll pop up. So I'm glad that I got that insight. Yeah, so thank you so much for the energy. That was great. And your love and attention and witnessing. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Catch me on whenever if you want to follow the show, Free Energy Healing, and let me know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you. Have a great evening.
All right. You too. You too. Bye now.
Okay.
All right, guys. It is the end of the show. Could you believe that one? So I am out of here. As I said, I may not be doing scheduled stuff anymore, and we'll see. We're just going with the flow, my friends. So, yeah, follow my show here on Blog Talk Radio or I don't know what you do, Facebook. Just click like on Jenny Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I, and I will catch you on the flip side next time. Enjoy your night. Bye.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rust. Some doors are open, some roads are blocked. Sun towns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade that keeps out the danger, holding the pain. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
No, no.
Part of me you carry, and part of me is gone. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold